Finding properties that make good investments is a matter of locating the right property and seller and then playing a numbers game. To locate the right property and seller, you should seek out a property that fits your investment profile and is currently owned by a seller who is willing to be flexible when it comes to financing and or price. Playing the numbers game means being persistent, recognizing that many of the contacts you make will not result in locating a property you want to purchase, but they're all going to be educational. The attractiveness of any property from an investment standpoint is a function of two things: the property itself and the situation of the seller who currently owns the property. If the property doesn't fit your investment profile or is located in a neighborhood that makes it a bad investment, you need to find that out before you purchase it, not after. If the seller of the property is not flexible, you won't be able to buy the property the smart way, that is, using my no-down payment techniques. Keep in mind, though, that the seller's flexibility is constantly changing. A seller who is not flexible today may become flexible tomorrow. When you look for properties, you're playing a numbers game. And by that I mean that out of all the sellers you contact, only a few are going to be flexible. It follows then that the more contacts you make, the better your chances of success. As a rule of thumb, you should set a goal of calling 25 sellers a week. Out of the 25 sellers, you might end up looking at only 5 properties, making an offer on 3, and buying 1. Believe me, you're not looking for a needle in a haystack. 2 out of every 3 people that you meet are either interested in buying a property, leasing a property, selling a property, or know someone who is. The key to success in a numbers game is persistence. It can be discouraging at times to repeatedly come up short trying to find the right combination of property and seller, but you must keep going and always remind yourself that the next call could be the one. Remember, a few purchases a year over time can add up to some big profits. If your goal is to buy several houses a year, you could potentially retire in 10 years just from purchasing homes in 1 or 2 large neighborhoods. For example, if you purchase 3 homes a year for 10 years, you'll have 30 homes. If you then sell 15 of those 30 homes, you might use a portion of your profits to pay your tax obligation and to pay down the mortgages on the 15 remaining homes, perhaps even paying some of them off completely. You will then have 15 rental properties, either free and clear or with low mortgages, and in 10 years, those 15 remaining houses will generate a significant monthly income, possibly $10,000 a month or more, and you should have a net worth approaching $1 million. I've had many students retire from their jobs and invest in real estate full-time after investing for 5 years or less.